Hey, good morning. It is, in fact, time for the Geyer Cook Report, and today's episode, SEO Tips Tuesday. Welcome in. Thank you for joining us. The report today looks at a post that came from Opera Performance blog, 7 Quick SEO Tips for 2017, and to keep the title quick, let's get to it right now. When you go to their website, Online Performance, OperaPerformance is their URL.com. There's going to be a link in the show notes, the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, to get to the show notes. It'll have the link, and then you'll see what we're talking about here. Now, we're going to scroll down past his call to action, complete the form to get the SEO audit report for your site, and go straight to the first instance of a tip that he gives is to use local listings. And we've talked about the name, address, phone number, and that's what makes it happen, is you use a local phone number, not an 800 number. You use a unique dedicated street address, not a P.O. box. If you've got a P.O. box, we've told you the trick on doing that, is that you give the street address for your post office, and then unit 120, as in the case of my P.O. box, and Bazinga, that works. Use your real business name when you create the listing. So if your company is V Domain Hosting Inc., use that name or whatever name you've given your company. Migrate to HTTPS. You can get Let's Encrypt on some sites that has a free secure environment. So you've got the appearance of an HTTPS URL and your address, and you'll get better ranking out of the Google Analytics, and isn't that a good thing? So migrate to that secure platform as soon as you can. Put that on the to-do and see list. Or it could be the list that's called links to see. Anyway, get her done. Blog section. When you make a subdomain for your blog, and you have, like we do, blog.geyercookonlineservices.com, in the instance where we put our show notes, then you're not charged with keeping track of a separate domain name to renew. You don't have to worry about having duplicate content. Everything goes canonically to that blog. And it can also help to generate backlinks to your site. So if your website has got reference made to articles and posts that you put in the blog, guess what? You get linked back. So, number 4, use Screaming Frog. And I took a look at this real quick. This looks like a keeper. I think this does a really good job. And I thank them at Performance for putting this into the post, because I think that you download this and install it once. There's a free version and there's a paid version. The free version gives you up to 500 URLs. And we don't have 500 URLs, I don't think. Use schema where it's appropriate. And the schema post that we did sometime back, if you Google for it, and or if you go to the show notes and search there for schema, there's a post in there where we talked about it, explained all the do's and don'ts. And so we're going to scroll down to the next. Use a clean URL and hierarchy for those URLs. Now, he shows 3 different URLs here. And this first one that he's got, and I'll highlight it there. If you go to www.mypage.com, whack all-about-me, that's a lot cleaner than this other gobbledygook that's down here with all the numbers and question marks and so forth. So if you need to get clean URLs to make that happen, so when you do tweets to promote your site, you might use a link shortener, or in some cases like Twitter, I know will shorten the link for you. And make that part of your SEO tune-up that you give yourself. Use the breadcrumbs, number 7. Breadcrumbs is that little bar that you see at the top on the site. It'll say home, and then a forward greater than sign, services greater than residential services, greater than Rosen pipe repair. So if you want to get back to all the residential services offered, you know what to do with the breadcrumb. You just click right on that, and there you are. So there's the entire list of show notes that were given to us in this great post. And again, if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, click on the link that'll be there shortly for today's date, and you can get to these show notes. You know, there's a part of me that's starting to believe that if you put in the hashtag the Geyer Cook Report, I've done it so many times, it's starting to come up in search and doing pretty well. And so, on that note, I'm going to go on down into the show notes, and a shameless plug here for the 27 questions. This is a way that you can improve your brand's recognition for your online presence. You pick 5 of those 27 questions. Email me back the numbers you want to use. We'll set it up to do an interview. I've done interviews where I just simply called your cell phone, which is digital. So you don't have to get swept up with, do I need a mixer and a big microphone and a sound production quality crew and etc. No, we just want to have good content, okay? As long as you can hear what they're saying, you got good content. The Start Here Planning Session Guide that's right there in the show notes, that'll get you going. If you've got a new project coming up, a new website you're going to launch, use that brain food that's provided there. Thanks to all the patrons. And on that note, I'm going to play these magic words.
Hi, just a quick reminder, the Geyer Cook Report is Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Seattle time. You can join the show live at this URL, https://firetalk.com/the-GeyerCook-report. And as always, we'll have the show notes available via https://thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. See you there. And on that note, it's a wrap.